Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida, Daf Tezayin, Nida 16. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asar la'adam sheyishamesh mitasa liyom. A person is prohibited to engage in marital relations during the daytime. A person is only permitted to do this at night. And the Gemara says, Maikra, what is the verse that teaches us this idea that a person is only allowed to do this at night? As it states from a verse in Job, because it states in Job chapter 3, verse 3, Shenemar yovad yom ivaled bo, va'alayla amar hora gever. So Job was, this verse was said about the fact that Job was in tremendous pain. And as a result of Job being in tremendous pain, he cursed the day that he was born. He says, how I wish that the day that I was born would never have existed, and that his mother would never have conceived. That's why he says Yoved Yom Ivalibo, that the day he was born should be destroyed. And then on top of that, he says, and Halavai, how much he prays that the Lila, the night where he was conceived, was also destroyed. V'halayla amar hora gever, and the night where the man said that he should be conceived. And we see from here that his father had said that he should be conceived at night. And we see from here, Lila nitan, says the Gemara lehirayon, V'yom lo nitein lehirayon, that night is given over to be a time for conception and not daytime. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's source for this idea. Is based upon the verse from Job, where Job cursed the day and the day he was born and the night he was conceived. Reish Lakish says, no, there's a different source for the idea. Reish Lakish says, mehacha. The source for it is for the fact that a person is not allowed to engage in relations during the day. It comes from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 16. It says, Boze derachav yamus, meaning to say that one who engages in relations in a manner that could bring one to bizayon, boze, one who is disrespect to his ways, will die. And derachav could be a euphemism for sexual relations. And so one who engages in boze will die. And we see from here that the reason is that one who engages in relations during the day can see something that will cause him to have a unattractive feeling about his partner. And so therefore, since it will be lead to something which could possibly remove the desire, that's a fulfillment of the verse, Bozed Rachav Yamus. And so therefore, Reish Lakish says that this is the source for the idea that somebody who engages in relations during the day is called a Bozed Rachav. And so therefore, as a result of this, that this is somebody who engages in sexual relations. And we see from here that somebody should not gaze upon the other person when they're engaging in the actual sexual relations. We basically see from here that according to the Gemara, there's three ways to, three different circumstances. According to the reason of Rabbi Yochanan, that the day should not be a time for conception, the prohibition would only be when you are trying to engage in conception. But if you're having relations with somebody who's pregnant or somebody who's nursing or somebody who is too old to conceive, that would be permitted. But according to the explanation of Reish Lakish, that would still be prohibited, because maybe you're going to see something, a dover maguna, that would be unattractive. Second area is where, let's say you're engaging in relations in a dark house, or let's say you cover the shades. And so according to Rabbi Yochanan, that would also be prohibited. According to Reish Lakish, it would be permitted, because there we don't have to be concerned about the concept of bizayon. And the third possibility is where somebody engages in relations at night by light. So according to the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, it will be permitted because the night is given over to conception. According to the Reish Lakish position of Reish Lakish, it would be prohibited. Back to our Gemara, Reish Lakish says, the Gemara asks, Reish Lakish, hi krad Rabbi Yochanan, my darshle. So what does Reish Lakish do with this verse from Rabbi Yochanan? So he says, he uses it for the following approach, that what Rabbi Chanina bar Papa said, Oso malach memuna ala hirayon. There is an angel that is in charge of conception, and this angel, his name is Lila. When it says Lila Amar Horagever, the Lila actually is the name of the angel. The name of this angel is Night or Lila. And what does this angel do? No tel tipa, he takes a drop of the seed, umamido fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he places it before God, and he says to him, Omer lefanav, ribono shel olam, he says to God, Master of the universe, tipa zo matah ha'ala, what should be the fate of this drop? Gibor o Chalash, will this seed turn out to be a person who is strong or weak? Chacham o Tipesh, wise or fool? Asher o Ani, will the person be wealthy or poor? Viu Rosh o Tzadik o Kamar, but he doesn't ask if he's going to be wicked or righteous, because that is not preordained. Like Rabbi Chanina taught, that Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz MiYerushalayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. As it states, V'atay Yisrael Ma Hashem Al Kecha Shoel Mimach Kiyim LiYirah. So we see from here that everything was given over, preordained, except for whether or not a person will be wicked or righteous, that is dependent upon us. But the commentaries point out, so we see from here, if a person is smart, don't think that it's anything special. That's the way you're created. A person was created right here. God creates us to be smart or to be fools. So if you think, oh, I'm so good because I'm smart, that's the wrong approach. Also, we see from here, even though a person is preordained to be wise or not, nevertheless, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Marba Yeshiva, Marba Chachma. A person can change their destiny as it comes to wisdom, because they can sit and they study Torah, and that will lead them to becoming wise and in the areas of Torah.